obviously, he's been in that post for 35 years. He's one of the longest sitting teacher union presidents in the state. You know, he's had some tough challenges in recent elections for that seat. And I think that there's been a lot of speculation even prior to this, the contract getting settled, of whether he would step down and retire.
What have you found out about that? Because the election for him would come up in this coming May of 2017.
Yep. Phil is up for re-election. I did ask him. Phil, first, you know, Phil said he hadn't really thought about it. And then he followed and said that he would like to spend the next few years really focused on these kind of programs with the district and maybe building a stronger succession plan for the BTF. I think that's one of the concerns that teachers have, is that Phil has been large and in charge for so long that no one really knows if he were to step aside. There's no clear successor. And I think that has raised some concerns among teachers. And from my conversation with Phil, I think he recognizes that. And it sounds like he might go for another run, but maybe try to run with some other allies who he could presumably groom for a next go around. But at the same time, you know, the flip side is, even if Phil runs, he had two challengers in the last election in 2015. I think it's widely expected that he will have challengers again. You know, your listeners might remember with 2U and Mark Bruno and Patrick Foster both running separate slates. And I think going into the election, there was a lot of concern that they would end up splitting the vote, which they kind of did. You know, Phil narrowly got his 53% to hold the seat. So neither Bruno nor Foster had enough to actually win the presidency. But I think a lot of people thought it did send a message that nearly half of the teachers voted against Phil.
With more and more of the older generation of teachers retiring, will that be where he loses his power?
It could be. And I think that, you know, another issue here is there's a question of whether the contract, you know, will help or hurt him in this matter. Because even though the last go around, there was a lot of frustration over the fact the contract hadn't been settled, even though it's settled now, I think there you hear disagreement at different experiences of teachers. Those at the in the middle of the salary schedule, I think you hear more frustration from them. They feel like they didn't get as much. There's a lot of kind of ill feelings over the fact that they couldn't negotiate the restoration of steps lost during the wage freeze. You know, and on the flip side, you look at who stands to gain the most, and it's the teachers that are at the top of the scale, because over the life of this contract, their maximum pay could hit up to $97,000, gradually increasing. And so if you're looking at that group of teachers that are at the top of the scale that might very well be looking to retire in the next 3 years, they get that nice little bump that will help them with their pension. So there is that feeling that the more senior teachers benefited most from this contract.
Because a few younger teacher sources that I spoke with felt that they were really not clued in enough during that contract process.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the other big concern I think you heard is, you know, both the district and the union decided to keep that contract confidential until putting it before both the school board and the teachers for a vote. You know, on both sides, you saw Carl Paladino and Larry Quinn walk out of the meeting kind of in protest that they didn't have time to vet it. And you heard the same thing at that meeting of teachers, is they walked into a meeting at Klein Hands, were handed a deal and expected to vote on it that night. And, you know, again, even though I think teachers have mixed feelings about their level of satisfaction, I think people are happy it's done. But I do think a lot of people aren't real happy with the fact that it went down like that.
Any indication of when Phil will decide? Did he?
You know, not so much. And I think he's well aware of these different forces around him. You know, the other thing about Phil, you know, you and I talk about it kind of off air. He's this guy that has dedicated his life to the union and the teachers. And as much as you hear this buzz that, is he going to step down now on a high note? You know, was this kind of the icing on the cake of his tenure? The flip side of that is a lot of people, Phil's one of those figures that people say he's not going to go easily, because he's put so much into it, he's not going to want to give it up and step aside. So I suspect that probably getting to the end of the calendar year and into January, you'll hear more about the BTF elections. You'll probably start to see some candidates come forward, you know, with slates. And I will not be surprised if Phil is in that group running again.
Well, we will watch and see. Tiffany Lankus, thank you so much for coming in for Press Pass.
Thanks for having me.